What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly, and today I wanted to talk about just why this year has been one of the hardest years of my life, I would say. And not to just, it's just kind of more of a journal, just to kind of like look back on and not to complain or anything. Hopefully it doesn't come from that place. It's just to just show you guys where I'm at and then show myself actually where I was at it during this time or the last couple months, this year basically, 2022, from like December to... From like December to May, probably the last 6 months, it's been crazy. Starting off with just being super manic and I would say delusional, and just really high, not having enough meds to keep my emotions from just going off the rails, very irritated, very irritable. And yeah, it was just constantly being super manic and super happy, too happy, because that if you're too happy, you have side effects like irritability and too much energy and just a lot of things went on during that time, including trying to ruin a church's reputation, which I'm not going to get into that too much, but just took my anger out on the church, all that excess energy, that was irritability was fueled, was taken out on the church and the people in the church, some of the main people in the church. And so that was kind of like the start of the year. I mean, before that, I was very suicidal. I was manic. I had so much energy. I got kicked out of the gym. I almost committed suicide a couple times. Like pretty close to committing suicide, and did some really crazy things. I also, you know, interviewed one of the top Christian YouTubers of this generation, which was awesome. Before that, around that time, January. But moving forward, it just what kept going downhill, spiraling downhill. I got sent into a mental hospital at the beginning of the year, actually the first day of the year, I think it was something like that. Got into a mental hospital and was just crazy in there. Still manic, still delusional, not seeing things, but just not in reality. I gave away / lost, a lot of money. That was crazy. Just giving away like hundreds like that. And just, it went by so fast. And I learned a lot of lessons through that. You know, but, yeah, so I wasted a lot of money, did a lot of crazy things, did a lot of backflips, probably did 200, maybe like 300 backflips in the time of from like December to, you know, February. And then whatever, I don't remember when, but started to come down from that. And then Started to lay in bed all day, every day. Or actually, first of all, I was up all night for a while. Up all night, and then sleeping during the day. It was pretty crazy. I would just drive around at night, just eat really unhealthy, just be really depressed, eat really like Jack in the Box, and then IHOP all the time. And yeah, it was pretty crazy. Up all night, sleep during the day. And then finally, I started coming down from the high. That they put me on more medication, and then I started sleeping all day and all night for, I don't know, 3 weeks probably, or maybe longer probably. Yeah, it was probably longer than that. Probably like, I don't know, maybe a month and a half or two months, but where I was just sleeping all day and all night, and I wasn't doing anything hardly at all. I barely had any motivation to eat, take showers. I didn't really hang out with anybody. I didn't work. That was crazy. Just some of the worst times in my life as well. And then that's when the regret hit really hard, is just regretting all the things I did when I was manic, because I was just more carefree, not caring what other people thought, not caring about people at all, actually, just as well. Just, I mean, realize just being loud, being obnoxious, being just really loud, obnoxious, and not caring about what the consequences of, or not caring about anything really, just kind of going out, doing backflips, asking girls questions, probably not the best questions, just a lot of different things that that I regret, but I don't really regret them anymore, obviously, because it's in the past and I can't do anything about it, and God forgives and all that. But yeah, so I went through a season where I was just sleeping all day, sleeping all night. And then I started working again. And then I was still really depressed. But it had gotten a little bit better. But I was still really depressed. I made a video and I still didn't do much, just worked some, and just, yeah, pretty much just worked, and that's about it. Maybe hung out with friends a little bit, but not much. Very, very tough time in my life, just a lot of depression, not really going outside much, just really not having any motivation to do anything. So that was that season. And then now, coming up about 2 months later, I've been, the last 3 days have been good, better than before, but still not the greatest, but better. I actually lost habits of reading during this time, which is one of the scariest things, and my most crucial, best habit that I had was gone for a little bit, for seasons of this period, which I had never experienced losing that. Because when I was up all night, up 24 hours a night, I was up 24 hours for, I didn't sleep for like a month, maybe 3 weeks. I didn't sleep. I was just working all the time. And then, previously, and then back in like February. And then, I was not sleeping at all. And then I would like not, not have a routine because, I mean, normally I wake up in the morning, read my Bible, but I wasn't even waking up in the morning. I was just driving around all night, driving into the day, not sleeping, sometimes at stupid places like IHOP. Sleeping in my car, sleeping at friends' houses one time, just different things like that, which was crazy. And then I also wrote a book during that time, 3-week period, and wrote a song, which I kind of regret, but it was okay. Just moving forward, just had been doing better lately in some regards. I'm not going to get into much, but just been struggling in certain ways. And I have been reaching out to more Christians, which has been awesome, followers of Jesus. So that's been awesome. And I've been believing God's word more, I feel like. I've been recovering from, I've been recovering from just, I don't know, just the people are just like trying to be more confident, recovering from like just being more in the word, believing the word more, which is the most important thing, the most important foundational thing to life. And I just kind of lost sight of that for a while. That's pretty much why that's been the hardest time in my life. It was definitely harder than the last 5 years that I've been in mental hospitals every year since the last five or six years. That's pretty much what I wanted to share. I appreciate you listening to Living Life Abundantly. Be sure to subscribe on all the platforms and all that, and rate the podcast on Apple. Thank you so much. God bless. Have a great day.